The Gloria Darlings on the Saturday Cafe. That was Mermaid Song. And joining me in the studio are the Gloria Darlings. Good morning. Actually, good afternoon, Millie. Good afternoon, Pandy.
Good afternoon.
First up, I'm used to introducing the Gloria Darlings as a Seattle women's folk bluegrass trio, and you seem to be morphing into a women's folk bluegrass duo. What's happening with that?
Well, we've been playing more and more gigs as a duo, and it our friend Kate was on our last album, and we enjoy playing with her. We just we've had a lot of opportunities, and we want to travel, and it's just kind of the best parting of ways possible.
She has like a Monday through Friday job in town,
like a real job. Like, we're trying not to have that.
Vagabonds.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a vagabond when you're in vagabondage to a time clock.
Yeah.
Good one.
Two albums at the same time. This is ambitious for anyone I know. How did that happen? And what's the difference? What are they? And what's...
Well, the Mermaid Song just came off an album that we released for Folk Life. That's our studio album kind of for this year. We're calling it Time Capsule because it Kate is on that, playing solos on guitar and singing, and a couple of her songs are on there. And we just wanted to kind of have something to mark that moment in time in our sound. And then the other one is, a lot of times when we're street performing or jamming, people are like, can I get a recording of that? So the other one is mostly early country and traditionals.
Yeah, when we street perform, we find that people walking by respond more to songs that they know.
Mm-hmm.
So we play like traditional bluegrass and country stuff. And so that's the album that we just made. But the other one is pretty much all originals music, which we like to have out. But people don't always recognize that when they're walking by. And so we have kind of two different sets.
When you're performing on a concert stage, do you blend in some of the busking music
as
well?
Yeah, we mix it up.
It would be lovely if you could play something live for us.
Okay.
So this is going to be one of the traditional songs. It's called Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Drunk anymore. Beautiful.
The Gloria Darlings joined me today on the Saturday Cafe. I can see how that would stop passerbys. Those harmonies are wonderful.
Thank you.
Is busking a large part of your musical life these days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere we go where we can. It's funny because sometimes people are like, you guys are too good to be playing on the street. And it's like...
They say that?
Yeah. And it's like, what does that mean? Because like, I feel like it's part of who we are. Like, yeah, we play stage shows and
that's
things like that.
For the people,
but
yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, and in Seattle, like, we have so many markets. And I mean, Pike Place is there every day. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like part of who we are as a band.
It's kind of a dependable source of performance because even if we don't have scheduled shows somewhere, we can play every day and it's good for practice and we get a lot tighter playing every mm-hmm, day together mm-hmm. and, you know, we get tips every day from it.
You get paid to practice, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Where's the best place to busk? Where's your favorite spot?
Oh, that's such a hard question to answer. Like, we like Pike Place Market, but we don't do it every day. Like, we like to mix it up. The city of Seattle has a city parks program where, like, they hire us and give us two shifts a week, and we rotate different parks through that. And then there's a really great market in Ballard that's kind of similar to your Saturday market here, which we'll be busking at after we're done with this, if anyone's down there and wants a CD. Yeah.
In addition to busking at the Saturday Market, you're performing tomorrow twice here in town. You
yeah.
are at the Track and Field Trials, what is it, Fan Festival stage, I think they call it, over by Hayward Field, 12:15 in the afternoon. And then you are joining the Green Mountain Boys at Granary Pizza
Woo!
Company. Yeah.
We just them. Might try out to be in the Olympics, too.
Yeah.
They actually had
I'm
an
a
all
pole vaulter.
Some sort of all-comers amateur trials while was it last Wednesday or Thursday while the official trials were closed they had open meets for anybody who wanted to come and run on Hayward Field.
Whoa.
I don't know if anyone ran with the fiddle though. That would have to be its own event I should yeah. think. Tomorrow night at Granary Pizza at 6 p.m. and you're coming back for the country fair, is that?
Yeah, we're gonna be probably street performing. We'll be there all weekend. Really excited to be there again.
Well, thank you for getting in touch with me sort of at the last minute to be on the Saturday Cafe. It's good to have you here. I always enjoy having live music. And in fact, we have time for one more song, if you would.
Yeah, this song we learned from an album that's been in my car for months. It's called Jim and Jesse in the Tradition, Jim and Jesse McReynolds. And it's called Did You Ever Go Sailing? There's an old ramshackle shack where in dreams I wander back. Listen to those southern melodies. Was a place where I was born on a bright October morn. And it's nestled at the end of my river of memories. Did you ever go sailing down a river of memories to a little log cabin that's nestled among sycamore trees where sunshine is cheery? Nothing in the world is dreary. That's my cabin at the end of my river of memories. Sweetly beckons me to the cabin at the end of my river of memories. Did you ever go sailing down a river of memories to a little log cabin that's nestled among sycamore trees where the sunshine is cheery? Nothing in the world is dreary. That's the cabin at the end of my river of memories. Thank you.
childhood voices call. Call me back to the days that used to be. And in answer to their prayer, I will soon be sailing there to the cabin at the end of my river of memories. Did you ever go sailing down a river of memories to a little log cabin that's nestled among the sycamore trees where sunshine is cheery? Nothing in the world is dreary. That's the cabin at the end of my river of memories. That's the cabin at the end of my river of memories.
The Gloria Darlings coming soon to a sidewalk near you.
Thank you
so much, River of Memories. Lovely, lovely tune.